created haters.
When he was everywhere, he created a new set of haters, man.
Man, when you make it, you got haters.
Yeah, but see, he was everywhere smiling and cheesy.
Man, look at him, man. Look at him.
Dead in hip hop conversations.
Dead
in hip hop conversations. We're here with Night Wonder.
What's good, homie?
Dead in hip hop.
Today on Dead in Hip Hop.
Insanity.
Be straight from the D. Bring you the latest on the hip hop minute. Sky Zoo on the artist spotlight. And of course, the infamous Dead End Hip Hop conversation. Keep it locked. Hip Hop Minute.
Yo, it's B coming at you with the Hip Hop Minute. This week, we got Slaughterhouse EP, produced by Black Milk, Mr. Porter, Frequency. Catch that EP's out right now. Just a little give you a taste because they signed with Shady Records now. So you know Eminem gonna come with some hot fire. Gang, Purple Patron follow up the Hangover. Make sure you check that out. That's mixtapes out. Hot.
Good, Ken.
What's up, baby?
What's
going on? Also, we got Talib Kweli's new album, Go to Rainbows. That's hot. That's a real nice album. We also got Slaughterhouse EP, produced by Black Milk, Mr. Porter, and Frequency. Finally got the release date for Lupe's Fiasco's Lasers, which is March 8th. Make sure y'all go cop that. And check out that Jay Dilla documentary, Still Shine. Shout out to Rhea too. Blogspot gave us a good blog. Rhea, you can catch her at rheasmusicalpalette.blogspot.com. Coming at you with Hip Hop Minute. Dead End Hip Hop.
Artist Spotlight.
What's up, this is Ken with Dead End Hip Hop. At the Duck Down 15th Anniversary Tour. Man, Sky Zoo just finished up. Rock the joint. What's it like, man? How you feeling?
As far as the tour?
Yeah.
It's dope, man. You know, being on the road, being with a team like Duck Down, being a part of the label, part of the family, you know, it's definitely a great experience. We're hitting all these different cities and different markets. It's all different types of people. You know, if you're in the Northeast, you know what to expect from those fans. And you come to the South, and you know what to expect from them. The Mid-Atlantic, like your DCs and your Baltimores, you know what to expect from them. And it's all the same, but it's different. You know what
right.
I mean? So it's a dope experience, especially being out here with me and Sean Price, and, you know, Buckshot, and Smith & Wesson, and Farrell. And, you know, it's just a good thing.
All right, so this is my second time seeing you perform.
Okay.
Called you at the A3C.
Nice.
And whenever you perform, man, you perform with a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of energy. Back and forth on the stage, man, you get the crowd engaged. Is that something that you're looking to do to definitely leave the crowd with something to talk about when they leave one of your shows?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because I look at it like this. When you do a show, the crowd is always going to talk.
Right.
Either good or bad. But they're going to talk. When they go home, yo, you saw so-and-so on stage? Oh, he was corny. Or, yo, so-and-so killed him, and I never heard of him, but that was crazy. I got to go home and look him up. They're always going to talk one or the other.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure it's in your favor, you know what I mean? And with that being said, when I make records, I'm laid back on the record, you know, real lyrical, the lyricism and everything is there, the flow is there, but it's real smooth and laid back, what people say. But on stage, I try to bring those records to life. Like, it's one thing to hear the records in the crib or the car or whatever, but it's another to see those records in the life. And I try to make that an experience when I'm on stage. So when I get on the stage, peace comes out, you know what I mean?
Shots to anyone who subscribes. Down the shots to anyone.
chicken wings and fries. 375 and what it took to get that. Pen in a pad, I painted but don't trip that. OT with the pen on the low key. I'm a kind of bad drop when you tripping that OT. Theme music for peddlers, call me what you want. I leave room for measurers. Horned from the jumping, them clouds open, hoping the clouds open. I pin both sides, the poetry's now motion. Credit God that the car ain't haunted. Beautiful decay is what we call the beautiful decay.
That's what's up. Yeah, because, yeah, you definitely have that smooth vibe, man. Definitely lyrical. And when I first saw you and I see all the energy, I was like, that's what's up. Because, you know, I definitely felt energized and felt moved. And one of the things that I noticed when you said you definitely paid homage to the old school.
Yeah.
You want to speak about that?
Yeah, I mean, well, I feel like it's something that needs to be done. You know what I mean? Just records that were relevant back then and are still relevant to a lot of people. But the similarities with them, with certain records that I made before. Like I do Speakers on Blast, which is a, you know, radio record. It's getting a lot of club love in New York and things like that. But on the hook, it's the black sheep. And it comes, yo. And it comes. So why not walk it in where that came from? You know what I mean? So it only makes sense. You know?
Framing and see how they keep playing it. It's picture perfect. You could go either way with it. So when they start running with something that's all casted, I brush off the front of my shoulders and walk past them. Please don't believe in everything that you listen to. Everything you listen to is everything they didn't do. Everything they didn't do is everything they want to say. Everything they want to say is everything you want to play. But for the beautiful, I can find a decay in it. I take the newest light bill and a pen to the basement and use the back of that light bill to write what I'm saying and hope that to keep the lights on when you playing it.
It's all about who got next, huh? Yo, like, we got next on this gang. We want to tell you.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, what? So, people, I was talking to you earlier, man. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Taylor Trump.
Yep, I sure did.
Agreed.
You think he really got out there like that, though?
I think, you know, once you got Jay-Z, if Jay-Z's one of your fans, then you must be doing something right. And, you know, Jay-Z just signed you.
Yeah, that don't mean anything.
Yeah,
does
but
it,
it doesn't mean anything.
What you think about all the people that signed with Jay-Z that didn't do anything? J. Cole may be the closest one, Memphis Bleek.
That didn't do anything?
Yeah.
J. Cole on his way to greatness, though.
But he hasn't done it yet.
Not yet.
Like, he's on,
but he's one album in.
You can't.
Yeah, but he hasn't released the album. He hasn't released the mainstream album.
J. Cole?
No. I mean, Friday Night Lights. That was a mixtape.
I haven't seen anybody that's been proven. Yeah.
From Rock Nation or just from Jay-Z?
Just from Jay-Z, period.
I mean, Beanie Sigel was proven. At that time, as far as him being the next, he was proven.
But you know what happened with that, though? You know how he really got on was that one track that he was on with Jay. Anytime or I'll Do Anything or whatever that is. That was on his album.
God, come on.
Oh, on Beanie Sigel's album?
Yeah, but they put it on there as a bonus cut.
But, all right, but hold on.
I agree with you on Jay Electronica.
Okay.
You think Jay Electronica will make it?
I'm just saying, over Chris and Neef, Jay Electronica is a whole nother breed of MC.
Whole nother breed.
I understand that, but think about the type of music he makes. Think about the music he makes. That he has the intros. It's kind of raw and grimy.
You know what?
That's made for radio.
But the thing is.
And you know I'm only 5 points.
Yeah, I know. I see that.
I was like, okay, I think Wale can make it. Maybe not all the way over the top to where that superstar, but I was like, yeah, I think this guy can make it.
What about Faison?
Wait, hold on. He's dope. We're gonna get back to him though. Charles Hamilton was a guy we all had pegged and we missed.
Yeah. Still came in the game with a team.
You think Jay Electronica? Who you got?
Hey, we got a couple other people.
Let's go. You talking about one artist or just... Give me one for right now.
J. Cole.
Man, you guys all on that Rock Nation.
No, J. Cole.
I know, I'm with you on J. Cole. J. Cole is, man. I think J. Cole's a better lyricist than Drake. He has a better sound, man. And everybody liked the guy. He's dope. Okay. You know what? Who I got, man? And I've been talking about this guy, man, for a minute. And Dr. Dre finally came back and said, yeah, man, this dude's dope. Kendrick Lamar, dog. This brother, man, if you guys haven't heard of this guy, man, this guy is just, he's from the West Coast, man. And
I just want to go back. I really, because y'all said something that really caught me, and I'm like, whoa.
I said something?
Whoa. People really sick of Drake?
They were.
When?
Oh, man, they were. Everybody was like, man, when he sit down. Drake created haters. When he was everywhere, he created a new set of haters, man.
Man, when you make it, you got
yeah,
haters.
But see, he was everywhere smiling and cheesy.
Man, look at him, man. Look at him. If people was tired of Drake, Drake would not be getting offers to be on features. Drake wouldn't be offered to be on hooks.
Why would you not want to include him, man? He's hot. I'll put a Drake on the track.
But I'm saying, music isn't giving people what they want.
No, the only thing I was saying was that Drake was doing too much. That's my boy. But how
in hip hop can you do too much? Wayne was dropping mixtapes every freaking like 3 days for 2 years.
That was the problem, man. Nobody wanna hear from you. That make the people want you. Make the people say, "Damn, man, I've heard from Drake in a minute, man."
So
I like
it. But Jay-Z dropping an album every year.
But that could hurt you though.
You turn on the radio, it's Drake. You turn on the TV, it's Drake. You go to damn freaking YouTube, it's Drake.
But look, that could hurt your career because it's all about timing, right?
Everything you do is about timing. I understand that. But I'm just saying, from what I've heard from the people that I talked to, they were tired of Drake. That's all I'm saying. They were tired of Drake. He just needed to fall back for a minute, man.
Make the people want him
back. Yeah, that's all.
So right now, let's clear the air. You saying people don't want him right now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying last year when he was flooding the market with his presence.
That's when he dropped his album.
Himself,
yeah.
He dropped So Far Gone, and then he
came. Thank Me Later.
He dropped. And then he had Thank Me. Yeah.
That came out in June.
Right.
He had all of the Heartbreak Drake mixtapes. He had a one mixtape.
I don't think he really did a lot of that. I don't think he was really behind it. I think he got DJs, man.
Okay, but regardless.
But let's get back to Wiz. Do you think Wiz can make it? And then we're going to get to Currency. You think he can?
I think Wiz can make it.
You don't think he got lucky with Black and Yellow? I'll say he did.
You know what? At first, I didn't like the song.
I agree with that. He had a gold mine with Black and Yellow.
He did. But at first, the song was like, Black and Yellow. What the fuck is he? But I didn't really know about Wiz. But once I got to know who Wiz was, he's from Pittsburgh. You know what I'm saying? You listen to the mixtape. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay. I love the song. And then if you think about it,
every
Pittsburgh team, it's Black and Yellow.
Oh, yeah.
We get that. Yeah. But when I heard, when I saw it, and they say, oh, yeah, this Wiz joint, man, it's a single, Black and Yellow. And I listened to it, I'm like, what the hell is this? And it took a while for people to, like, it took a while for me to connect to it. It took a while for you to connect to it. And then I said, okay, I see what he's doing. And all of a sudden, I'm walking around, and I hear people talking about Black and Yellow. I'm like, you like that song? I'm like, yeah, it's catchy. You know, it kind of grew on me. He got lucky.
He got lucky. But is that not part of hip hop?
Can he do it again? That's all I want to know.
But I'm saying,
I've heard two other tracks that he dropped, man. It's still
kind of mediocre.
They iffy, man. I'm telling you, I don't know if he can do it again. That's all I'm saying.
But how many artists you know just drop? He. Come on, man. You could count them on one hand.
When?
Man, he just instigated, man.
Yeah, I'm about to say when. But there's not many artists, man. I'm about to say when. You know better than to say some 50 Cent,
one after another.
I know, but he knew he has to bring the fire. He has to. Absolutely.
And you're talking about Wiz, right?
Yeah. Black and Yellow, man. Nah, he got to come back with something else, man. If he don't, man.
Then he's going to flop? You think he's going to flop?
Would you buy Wiz Khalifa album?
If he come out right now, yeah.
You would.
I would. I would.
I had to hear your copy first.